Did you know that during the Civil War, Hawaii provided rice to the northern states of the Union? It's a little known fact about the reign of rice in the islands. At its peak in 1909, Hawaii had more than 9,000 acres in production. The industry died out in the 1920s. Currently, there's a move to resurrect rice as a crop in Hawaii. Kauai farmer Jerry Ornelas is preparing to plant his winter crop of rice this month. His summer harvest was bountiful, and he is encouraged by his success so far. We were there on the garden aisle early on in the year to check on his rice fields as Ornelas is trying to carve out a market for Hawaii-grown sushi and table rice.
This is a little winter nursery that I'm doing. It's got 20 different varieties of rice in it. Most of them are Japanica, which are short grain, but we've also got some other varieties as well. It's about a month old right now.
And so what's your hope for this?
I think the big picture is that we revive the rice industry here in Hawaii, which was once thriving. You know, we're a state of rice eaters, and I think there is a demand for locally grown rice. So for many, many other uses, everything from table rice to brewing to very high-end sushi rice.
So you think the possibilities are there? We just need to be able to, find the right type of rice to grow again?
Yeah, I think, you know, varietal trials are going to be very important. You know, we need to select varieties that do well here. And rice in general does really well in Hawaii. It's amazing how adapted it is to our climate. That relates to why it was once such a important crop here.
You know, as you were driving around Kauai, you were pointing out areas that all used to be in rice. And, you know, it's just here and there now. You know, you've got farmers doing research in order to kind of jumpstart this again. It's going to take a tremendous amount of effort, I imagine.
You know, a lot of the farmers that obviously that used to do rice are no longer with us. So it's going to be kind of a steep learning curve for us. Fortunately, you know, there's resources out there. There's, you know, the University of Hawaii, there's the Department of Agriculture, the USDA. You know, one of the problems we're having, of course, is finding rice seed, which is really hard to come by.
Talk about that problem.
Yeah, you know, rice is heavily quarantined because of diseases, so virtually impossible to import rice seed from any country into the United States. The other problem we're running into is that a lot of the rice varieties they're proprietary. So a lot of it has been developed by rice cooperatives whose members, you know, contribute so much per ton of rice that they sell to research. So, you know, it's very difficult. They will not part with the seed.
You've managed to get some varieties, though, to kind of jump start this test plot.
Yes, I have. You know, I've been at this for 4 years now. You know, finally, this light at the end of the tunnel, we are able to do some varietal trials now. We've been growing some varieties that are what we refer to as heritage rice varieties, but, you know, we don't know much about the quality of the rice. So we're looking for varieties that are well recognized. And those would include table rice as well as rice used for brewing and mochi rice as well.
When you talk rice for brewing, I mean, that could be another niche market. Is the trend now for craft beers and sake?
Mm-hmm. Sochu, sake, craft beers, all of the above. I think, you know, if we can get, if we can supply brewers with good quality rice, then I think there's real potential for expansion of that.
Talk about the challenges that you've had, either just with water or bugs, birds.
Birds are a huge problem. As you can see, our fields are all netted. You know, water is an issue. It's becoming more and more contentious. You know, rice uses a lot of water. So, you know, we're trying to develop methods. The water comes into the field and then exits, usually back into the same source it came out of. So that's a non-consumptive use. Well, right now we're kind of in the proof of concept phase where we're trying to see what varieties work well. What methods of cultivation work well. We haven't really gotten into marketing yet. Once the proof of concept is done, that phase is done, then we're going to start looking at what kind of markets can we access.
And there are other farmers here on Kauai that are testing out rice again.
Yeah, there is one operation on Grow Farm land that does rice research for a California rice cooperative. And that's been going on for a long time. The University of Hawaii also had a paddy crop station in Wailua where they they also did rice research for the California growers. So Kauai is a popular place to do rice. And of course, it has such a long history.
So it's rice seed is what we're talking about.
Yes, that's correct, rice seed. You know, because we can do a winter crop, which they can't do on the mainland, they look to Kauai to do their winter nursery growing.
And so if there are other folks out there that are interested in experimenting with, you know, kind of like what you're doing here, whether it's here on Kilauea or Oahu, I mean, I don't know, because Oahu used to be covered with a lot of rice paddies as well.
Yeah, the two major rice-growing regions in Hawaii, you know, at the height of the rice industry was Kauai and Oahu.
What else, I guess, is a big challenge?
We got flooded out in April of 2018, and that set the whole project back a year. You know, obviously, you know, rice is much like taro is grown in areas that are prone to flooding. So flooding, you know, with climate change, I think is really going to be an issue. Yeah, one of the saving graces of rice is that it can tolerate brackish water more so than taro. So I think some of those coastal areas will be well suited for rice going forward.
You attended a recent climate change meeting where a number of farmers turned out. What are some of the issues that were discussed at that?
Sources of water, flooding, salt intrusion in the lower elevation farms. You know, the perception that farmers are polluters, that we're contributing to the problem. And to a certain extent, we do. Of course, we do use fossil fuels. Some crops, especially paddy crops, contribute methane, which is a very bad greenhouse gas. So, you know, how do we, you know, mitigate some of these problems, and how do we respond to questions from the public regarding this?
You also had some ideas about teaming up with the tourist industry, looking for ways that industry can help our farmers.
Yeah, as it relates to climate change, you know, farmers also sequester a lot of carbon in their farms, as do ranchers. So is there a possibility that there could be some kind of carbon credit exchange, you know, with industries like the airlines, which contribute a lot of carbon to the atmosphere, the cruise industry, tourist industry in general? You know, is there a possibility that we can team up with them and help them to offset some of these carbon?
Help our local farmers survive.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we have a real problem with profitability in farming in Hawaii, and one of the reasons more people don't farm is that it's not a really lucrative business at this point in time.
Well, you've got this test plot of rice, but you're surrounded by all your trees because you raise everything from lychee to avocados?
That's correct. Yeah, longan, lychee, breadfruit, some avocado. And mostly orchard crops. But if we're serious about feeding ourselves, then we're going to have to look at what it takes to have a very healthy diet, right? Which, of course, includes carbohydrates. You know, leafy greens, great, man. Want superfood, right? But, you know, we're going to have to find starches, you know, and we don't grow many grains in Hawaii. And the only grain we can grow here successfully, I think, is rice. And, you know, the fact that we're a state of rice eaters gives me hope that, you know, there may be a potential for this crop. Rice is about a 4 or 5 month crop, depending on the variety that you plant. So, you know, there is the potential for us to do several crops a year.
And as far as pests, what's been the experience so far?
So far, so good. Aside from birds, we don't get much pest damage.
Okay, so that's hopeful then.
Well, you know, we started with a clean slate, and I think we have a real opportunity here. So, you know, I would caution anybody that's interested in growing rice to make sure that whatever seed they do bring in, right, is approved by, you know, the Department of Ag and not something that they've snuck in, right? This could really devastate the industry early on. There's not only pathogens, but also weed seeds that might get into rice. Some would evolve to look almost exactly like rice. And if that gets into our crops, you know, it's going to be a major setback.
So you've got to tread carefully as we launch this again.
Yeah, and that applies to all crops, of course, that, you know, we're introducing a lot of new crops now. So I would caution everyone to make sure that you're getting certified seed.
And then the water that you're getting is all gravity fed.
Yeah, at this point it's gravity fed. You know, we're having some issues with our irrigation system here on East Kauai, and we don't know, you know, going forward if we're going to have to pump water you know, so far we've been carbon neutral as far as irrigation goes, but, you know, with the demise of the East Kauai irrigation system, you know, we may have to start pumping water now.
Right, and so what was happening was you had a cooperative, now that's going away.
Yeah, we stopped operations on December 31st of 2019. You know, the regulatory burden was just getting too heavy for us. As a group, we were kind of aging out, hoping that a younger generation would come along and carry on the work. The system that we use is in, or we're taking care of, is entirely state-owned. And, you know, we had hoped that it could have been transferred to the Department of Agriculture. And when that didn't happen, we're still working on it, but that didn't happen this year. So, you know, we're hopeful that some solution can be worked out, but yeah, right now, it doesn't look very good. This whole exercise, you know, looking at the bigger picture, has to do with, you know, diversifying our economy. We are so dependent on tourism. And, you know, given recent events, you know, pandemics and so on, you know, I'm fearful that at some point the hotel industry or the visitor industry is going to be impacted in a negative way. And, you know, we really need to strengthen our economy and restore agriculture to its rightful place as a driver of our economy, which it once was.
That was Kauai farmer Jerry Ornelas, who's working to spark the interest of local farmers in reviving rice as a local crop. He's working to provide sushi and table rice for the Hawaii market.